ready? Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018. It is 9 a.m. and we're assembled in the Board of County Commissioners Conference Room for a legal counsel update. Commissioners present are Commissioner Morgan, Commissioner DeYoung. Commissioner Hare is out on assignment to Medford today. Item number one is additional subject matters from commissioners. Do you have anything, Commissioner Morgan, under additional subject matters?
I did, but I'm going to bring it up at the end because
I was going to say, there's down here at the end also, yeah. So I just will jog your mind and get you thinking before we take care. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it actually was. Thank you. So I forwarded that email to you. We've received some other ones. I had asked Mike Weber to look into the contracts with Douglas County. Jackson County and Douglas County both have contracts with USDA in order to provide the services. Matter of fact, they're required to have the contract from USDA in order to contract with somebody. Why U.S. Fish and Game is saying that it's the county's responsibility, I don't know. I'd be curious statutorily where that actually lies, because why do the state pay for two agencies to have game officers? U.S. Fish and Wildlife, as well as OSP, has a branch, and they do respond. So why they're saying it's on the county's responsibility to do this when there's no funding or state mandate, or is there a state mandate? So I haven't heard that from Mr. Weber, but as far as Coos County has a model where they actually have a fee that they charge citizens to cover the service.
You're talking about like a county trapper type
correct.
Situation?
Correct. Other counties, but in order to have one, you have to have basically permission from the USDA. It's not something we can just create. Is what the outcome is looking like, which is a federal agency.
What did it look like when we had a county trapper years ago? We've had him.
I think that was before I was born, honestly.
Not really. Ray Petty, could have been, excuse me. Ray Petty and Dean Lowe were both county trappers. And I can ask Ray when the last time he was a county trapper for Perdue County.
Well, in talking to Douglas County and Jackson Counties, I got the Jackson County contract. I forwarded it to Mike. I can forward it to you if I haven't already.
After you and he meet, perhaps it'd be the most.
Okay, and I do have a meeting with him today at 3. So he had done some initial stuff and was going to be coming back to the commissioners, but I don't know what the holdup is. But I don't know the timing or how long it takes to get a USDA grant, but I think for me is, what is our legal obligation? Are we required to do anything?
Well, yes. I can, let's,
okay.
Yes.
So yeah, that's something you can get to get back. It's just a question to propose to get an answer on.
Yes.
Is what level of provision are we required to provide? And so that we know what we're required to do, so that if we're making arrangements to plan for it, we're within the guidelines of what we're supposed to be doing.
What we're required to do, or if we're not required to do it, is probably the other side of the coin.
Well, I'll work with Commissioner Morgan on that.
Okay.
We'll make sure we're fully compliant.
Anything else?
Thank you. No, I just thank you for remembering, because okay. I knew there was a topic I was dealing with that I couldn't remember.
We can reconnect after you meet with Mr. Weber.
Okay.
And take it from there.
The other one that I was approached by Superintendent was just asking us to follow up the truancy ordinance, and so I'm going to I asked Jim Goodwin to email me the latest draft, and just kind of so I'm going to want to move forward on that sooner than later on the ordinance. So that'll be when we have to come up with the time frame and notifications and stuff. But I'll try to get with you to just see if it's good to go.
Yep. So. Parameters on that, and we can certainly flesh it out when we get down the line, but so, you know, there's status offenses in the juvenile world, and then there's sort of violations of criminal offenses, and so that would be the discussion that we would have about why the ordinance looks the way it does.
Gee, this is exciting. On a personal note, we're going back and looking at government trappers like we used to have, and we used to have a truancy officer.
Isn't that fun?
Isn't that something? This is great. Wow. I'm going to get my old toque out here and figure out what. Okay. Teasing. Okay. Nothing else from under matters?
And for those that aren't from Grants Pass, Tokay was our yearbook at the high school.
Yeah.
So when you say Tokay, that's our yearbook.
Yeah. So I don't know what Tokay stood for, but Okay.
No. Yes.
Anyway, today is Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018 at 9:05 a.m. The Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 2A is confidential memo regarding smart meter litigation, ORS 192.6602F and H. Item 2B is confidential memo regarding contract monitoring, ORS 192.6602F and H. Item 2C is confidential memo regarding marijuana legislation, ORS 192.6602F. And 2E is report and recommendation regarding offer to purchase county real properties, ORS 192.6602E. And approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 9:06 a.m. We are back in session at 10:50.
So, Mr. Chair, we've given instruction for staff in a negotiation with potential litigation to follow with negotiations with PPNL on item 2A. On item 2B, I would recommend, I'd make a motion, well.
We're going to continue engaging that vendor.
Okay.
Pursue an additional audit.
Okay, sounds good. And then we are moving forward with the marijuana ordinance.
Yes.
With items to be submitted to through the process for a hearing established November 7th.
Yes.
So just an update on that. And Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve the offer to purchase county properties as listed in this memo, tax account number R338120 and R338121, in the amount of $3,500.
I second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0 with one absent. With that, I think we're all done. Thank you all very much for, you got anything else? Anything else? Thank you for your participation this morning. We're adjourned at 10:51.
Big part. Do you have matters?
Any other matters? No, I had given them ahead of time and we'll follow up on that one. So thank you.
Okay. That's it. Thank you very much. And we're adjourned at 10:52.
Yes.